Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Thursday, March 28th. On today's show, Kishida and Biden will vow to ensure peaceful use of outer space at the April summit, while the aftermath of the Baltimore Bridge collapse is photographed from space. Plus, an astronaut captures an embarrassing photo of space junk while aboard the ISS. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with a significant development in international relations. In an upcoming summit next month, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and U.S. President Joe Biden are set to commit to promoting the peaceful use of outer space. This commitment is aimed at preventing the deployment of nuclear weapons or any other weapons of mass destruction in outer space. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Space. Can you tell us more about this commitment and its implications?
Certainly, David. This commitment comes in the wake of the White House's disclosure last month that Russia is developing an anti-satellite capability. The pledge by the leaders of Japan and the U.S. is expected to be included in a joint statement to be issued in conjunction with the April 10th summit.
How does this commitment fit into the broader context of Japan and the U.S.'s alliance?
Japan and the United States have been working to strengthen the deterrence and response capabilities of their decades-old alliance amid increasing security challenges. These challenges include Russia's deepening military ties with China and North Korea. In fact, last year, Japan and the United States agreed to expand to outer space the scope of U.S. defense obligations to Japan under Article 5 of their security pact.
What are the leaders expected to reaffirm during their talks?
When Prime Minister Kishida holds talks with President Biden, they are set to reaffirm the importance of the Outer Space Treaty. This 1967 treaty, ratified by major powers including China and Russia, prohibits the use of nuclear weapons in outer space.
What can we expect from Japan and the U.S. following this commitment?
Japan and the United States are expected to jointly submit a resolution to the UN Security Council. This resolution will call for no nuclear weapons or weapons of mass destruction to be deployed in Earth's orbit. This move aligns with the sentiment expressed by Japanese Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa at a UN ministerial meeting on nuclear disarmament, where she stressed that outer space must remain a domain free of nuclear weapons.
Thanks for the insights, Bella. As we continue to explore the vastness of space, we're reminded of the tragedies that can occur here on Earth. A stark example of this unfolded in Baltimore early Tuesday morning when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being struck by a massive cargo ship. The incident, which has resulted in presumed fatalities, was captured from space, providing a stark view of the 1.6-mile-long bridge now mostly submerged in the Patapsco River. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Space. Can you tell us more about what happened?
Certainly, David. The cargo ship named Dali measures 984 feet and was en route to Colombo, Sri Lanka. It lost power and unfortunately steered into one of the critical pillars supporting the Key Bridge. The impact led to the bridge's collapse within minutes, sending people and vehicles into the water below. 6 people are presumed dead, and rescue efforts are still underway.
That's devastating. Were there any warning signs before the collision took place?
Yes, before the collision, the ship sent out a distress signal to officials, warning them of the impending collision with the bridge's pillar. This alert gave officials time to halt traffic on both sides of the 4-lane bridge. However, the cause of the blackout on the ship, which led to the collision, is still unknown.
And how was this event captured from space?
Maxar Technologies, a Colorado-based company that operates various satellites, captured the destruction with an Earth-facing satellite. The images provide a clear view of the submerged bridge and the cargo ship.
What are the implications of this incident, particularly for Baltimore's port?
The implications are significant. The Port of Baltimore is crucial to both the national and global economy. According to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, it handles more cars and farm equipment than any other port in the country. The governor has described the bridge's collapse as a global crisis. Jennifer Homendy, chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, also expressed her devastation at the sight of the collapsed bridge spans and the scattered cargo containers.
That was Simply Space reporter Michael discussing a tragic event with far-reaching implications. On a lighter note, living aboard the International Space Station, ISS, presents many challenges, one of which is ensuring that personal belongings don't get lost in space. Unfortunately, astronauts Jasmine Mogbelli and Laurel O'Hara experienced this firsthand when a tool bag worth approximately $100,000 slipped away during a spacewalk on November 2, 2023. Here to discuss this incident is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Space. Can you tell us more about this incident, Abby?
Certainly, David. The tool bag, now orbiting the planet, is being tracked from Earth's surface. Interestingly, it appears to be changing in brightness, suggesting it's tumbling as it orbits the planet. This was captured in a video taken from Añasco, Puerto Rico, on November 11, 2023.
That's quite an expensive loss. How did the astronauts react to this?
Well, the astronauts were transported back to Earth's surface by SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule. During their first post-flight press conference, Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency JAXA astronaut Satoshi Furukawa admitted he was embarrassed when he discovered he had accidentally captured the tool bag in a photograph he was trying to take of Mount Fuji.
That's quite a surprise. Can you tell us more about how that happened?
Yes, the mission's commander, European Space Agency astronaut Andreas Mogensen, recounted the incident. They were in Node 1, having a meal, when Furukawa came in from the cupola where he had been taking pictures. He apologized and showed them a picture he had taken. Initially, they were confused, but then they realized that Furukawa had managed to capture a picture of the tool bag as it was transiting Mount Fuji. He had been trying to take a picture of Mount Fuji and ended up with a picture of the tool bag.
That's quite an unexpected souvenir from space. Thanks for sharing, Abby. Speaking of space, Sierra Space, a leading commercial space tech company, has announced the appointment of Amish Patel as its new chief operating officer. Patel will oversee all aspects of the company's operations, including its global supply chain and manufacturing. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Space. Can you tell us more about Amish Patel and his new role?
Certainly, David. Amish Patel brings nearly 2 decades of experience in supply chain and operations across various industries, including aerospace and automotive. Prior to joining Sierra Space, he served as the Vice President of Global Supply Chain at Rocket Lab, where he led teams responsible for material planning, sourcing strategy, procurement, inventory, and global logistics. In his new role at Sierra Space, he will oversee all aspects of the company's operations.
What does this appointment mean for Sierra Space?
This appointment comes at a crucial time for Sierra Space. The company is transitioning its Dream Chaser into mission operations and reprocessing, ramping up space station development, and scaling the production of its space components business. Patel's experience in building agile teams and developing deep supply chains will be invaluable as Sierra Space transitions into this operational phase.
What has been the reaction to Patel's appointment within the company?
Tom Weiss, the CEO of Sierra Space, has expressed his confidence in Patel's abilities. He highlighted Patel's deep understanding of production and supply chain operations at innovative and disruptive companies, as well as his proven leadership skills. Patel himself has expressed his excitement to join Sierra Space and contribute to the company's mission of advancing the future of space commercialization.
Can you tell us more about Sierra Space and its operations?
Sierra Space is a commercial space company at the forefront of innovation and the commercialization of space. With over 30 years and 500 missions of spaceflight heritage, the company is reinventing space transportation with Dream Chaser, the world's only commercial space plane, and the future of space destinations with its inflatable and expandable space station technology. The company also delivers orbital services to commercial, DoD, and national security organizations, and builds a host of systems and subsystems across solar power, mechanics and motion control, environmental control, life support, propulsion, and thermal control.
Patel's leadership at Sierra Space is certainly something to watch. Thanks for the insights, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space, We'll see you back here tomorrow.